Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Minority and Women-Owned Small Business Guide to Government Contracts. Everything You Need to Know to Get Started by Linda Rawson is a practical business guide aimed at helping minority and women entrepreneurs enter the U.S. government contracting market. Written from the perspective of a founder who has operated a women-owned small business performing federal contract work, the book focuses on reducing the intimidation factor that often comes with government procurement. Rather than treating contracting as an abstract strategy topic, it emphasizes actionable setup steps and process awareness, from early business readiness to locating opportunities and competing for them. Key areas include understanding why contracting can be attractive for small firms, navigating required registrations in government systems, building basic compliance-friendly business practices, and pursuing socioeconomic certifications that may open access to set-aside opportunities. The overall purpose is to provide a beginner-friendly roadmap that helps readers avoid common mistakes, organize their approach, and move from interest to informed action in pursuing government work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why government contracts can be a growth path for small businesses. A foundational theme of the book is helping readers understand why government contracting is worth considering, especially for minority and women-owned firms that may be seeking stable customers and structured buying processes. The guide frames government agencies as large, recurring purchasers of goods and services, which can make contracting appealing as part of a long-term business development plan. It also highlights that contracting is not only for large companies and that small businesses can compete when they align their offerings to government needs and follow the required processes. Importantly, the book positions contracting as a disciplined business channel, not a quick win. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of readiness, patience, and learning the rules of the marketplace. This topic also connects to the reality that government buyers value clarity, documented capability, and compliance. So a small firm that builds these habits can become more competitive over time by explaining the potential benefits in plain language. The book aims to replace vague optimism with a realistic rationale for investing effort in registrations, certifications, and marketing to public sector customers. Secondly, getting started with registrations and government systems. The book emphasizes that the earliest barrier for many new contractors is not selling, but access completing the registrations that allow a business to be visible and eligible for awards. Rawson walks readers through the idea that government contracting involves multiple systems and profiles that must be set up correctly to avoid delays and missed opportunities. The value here is procedural knowing what to do first, what information to gather, and how to approach the paperwork with fewer errors. Because government platforms and identifiers can change over time, the deeper takeaway is not a single form name, but the mindset of maintaining accurate entity information, renewing registrations on schedule, and treating administrative steps as part of operating a contracting-ready business. This topic also covers the practical connection between a company profile and how agencies discover vendors. A well-prepared registration footprint supports later steps such as market research, responding to solicitations, and demonstrating legitimacy. For beginners, the guidance functions like a checklist driven on ramp that reduces confusion and helps them progress from interest to eligibility. Thirdly, accounting basics and compliance-minded record keeping. Another key topic is the importance of setting up accounting and financial tracking in a way that supports government work. The book underscores that winning a contract is only one part of success. Being able to bill properly, classify costs, and keep clean records is essential for performance and credibility. For small businesses that may have informal bookkeeping habits, contracting introduces higher expectations around documentation and the separation of revenue and expenses. Rawson focuses on the practical purpose of accounting systems, ensuring transactions are categorized consistently, supporting invoicing, and enabling the business to understand contract profitability. Even without turning the book into a technical accounting manual, the guidance pushes readers toward operational maturity, including routines that make audits, questions from customers, or internal reviews less disruptive. This topic also naturally ties into planning, since pricing, cash flow, and resourcing decisions become more reliable when financial data is structured. By presenting accounting setup as a core readiness step, the book helps readers avoid a common pitfall pursuing opportunities before the business has the back-office capability to manage contract requirements confidently. Fourthly, socioeconomic certifications and set-aside opportunities. A central promise of the guide is explaining how minority and women-owned small businesses can pursue certifications and socioeconomic statuses that may improve access to certain contracting opportunities. The book discusses the role of set-asides and targeted programs as part of the broader procurement landscape. helping readers understand that eligibility can influence which solicitations they should prioritize and how agencies meet small business goals. The emphasis is practical and process-oriented. What certification is intended to signal, how to approach the application process, and why accuracy and documentation matter. Rather than applying that certification alone guarantees awards, the book treats it as an advantage that works best when paired with capability, competitive pricing, and responsive proposal work. This topic also has a strategic dimension. Certifications can guide positioning and marketing. Since contracting officers and small business offices often search for qualified vendors by status and capability. For readers who are unfamiliar with government definitions and program requirements, the book offers a structured entry point into a confusing area, helping them evaluate which certifications are relevant and how to use them appropriately as part of an overall contracting plan. Lastly, finding opportunities in marketing to government buyers. The book also addresses the practical question of how to locate government work and present a small business effectively to public sector customers. It includes guidance on searching for opportunities and understanding what a solicitation is asking for, with the goal of making the process less opaque for first-time bidders. This topic is not just about browsing listings. It is about aligning what the business sells to what agencies buy, and recognizing that opportunity identification is an ongoing, repeatable activity. Rawson also discusses marketing in a government context, which differs from consumer or typical commercial outreach. In contracting, marketing often means building credibility, communicating capabilities clearly, and developing relationships through appropriate channels such as small business offices and procurement events. The book encourages a disciplined approach, refine a clear capabilities message, target agencies that buy relevant services, and track leads in an organized way. The broader lesson is that government contracting rewards consistency and preparation. By combining opportunity search tactics with marketing fundamentals, the guide helps readers move from passive hope to an active pipeline building routine that can support long-term participation in the market. In conclusion, this book is best suited for minority and women entrepreneurs, early-stage small business owners, and capability-focused consultants or service providers who want a structured introduction to U.S. government contracting without getting buried in jargon. Readers who benefit most are those starting close to zero, including businesses that have not yet built formal back-office routines or a repeatable business development process. The practical payoff is a clearer understanding of what it takes to become eligible and credible, completing registrations correctly, keeping financial records in order, using certifications appropriately, and building a realistic approach to finding and pursuing opportunities. It also offers a perspective grounded in small business experience, which can help readers anticipate the operational demands that follow a contract win. Not just the excitement of competing. Compared with more technical procurement references, the guide stands out for its beginner-friendly, step-by-step orientation and its focus on the needs of minority and women-owned firms navigating the system for the first time. It does not present contracting as effortless, but is learnable through checklists, documentation habits, and consistent marketing. For readers who want a straightforward roadmap to start moving toward government customers, it functions as an actionable starting point and a practical companion while building a compliant, contracting-ready business. If you would like to support Linda Rawson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.